forward off his horse.
Oh, shit!
Snow exclaimed as he went flying over the edge of the cliff and began to plummet down through the air. The bottom of the ravine was hundreds of feet below, and Snow's screaming lasted for a couple of minutes before coming to an abrupt stop. The Wizard Knights came to a halt at the edge of the cliff and peered over the edge. They kept their fierce gazes on the surface of the water that ran through the ravine below. Minutes ticked by, and Snow didn't emerge from the surface of the rushing water.
"He's dead,"
one of the knights declared smugly.
"Let's head back and report this good news to King Reginald,"
another knight said with a wicked grin.
"Reginald will be pleased with us,"
the first knight said with a twinkle in his eye.
"I wonder how he'll reward us."
Several hours earlier, evening of the previous day, Prince Snow Flourish was bored. He was currently sitting at the head table that overlooked the dance floor in the castle's grand ballroom. His mother, Queen Isadora, was seated to his right, and King Reginald was seated to his mother's right. Snow was holding a heavy gold goblet that was inlaid with rubies. He swirled the decadent red wine in the goblet, took a sip, and let out a heavy sigh. He frowned, wondering what the hell was wrong with him. Snow used to love extravagant parties like this one, but now they all seemed redundant. Snow had danced with 10 beautiful ladies already, and he couldn't even remember any of their names or faces. It was King Reginald's 45th birthday celebration, although Reginald didn't look a day over 30. Immortality, Snow's mind whispered suspiciously, but he quickly shook his head to clear it of such treasonous thoughts. Snow's friend, Rapunzel Solace, had recently narrowed down the list of people who could be the leader of the League of Villains. The leader was King Leopold of Rose Kingdom, King Maleficent of Dragon Kingdom, or King Reginald of Apple Kingdom. Snow cast an askance glance at his mother, who was making googly eyes at Reginald. His mother truly loved Reginald. He hoped, for his mother's sake, that either King Leopold or King Maleficent was the leader of the League of Villains. His money was on King Maleficent as being the mysterious leader. He certainly looked the part with those malevolent horns. Snow felt a pang of jealousy at all the attention his mother was giving Reginald. Snow knew it was immature of him, but he wanted his mother's attention all for himself. He fondly remembered the time after his biological father, King Evan, had died when he and his mother had spent their days together, keeping each other company. Those days had been peaceful and perfect, in Snow's opinion. He still couldn't understand why his mother had seen the need to remarry when they'd had each other. A wry smile curled his lips at his thoughts. A voice that suspiciously sounded like his friend, Ashy Smoldris, said, "Mama's boy." His friends often teased him about his close relationship with his mother. He thought they had a valid point. If only Snow could find a woman who could keep his interest, he could finally leave the nest. But none of the women he'd met at this ball so far had really made an impression on him. Snow let out a disappointed sigh, drawing Isadora's curious gaze.
"What's wrong, my son? Aren't you having fun?"
Snow shrugged.
"I don't really know. I used to enjoy balls, but now I can't tell them apart. Nothing ever changes. Nothing exciting ever happens. I find them boring now."
"You should be dancing with one of the lovely ladies here," Isadora